我们今天进入我们的第六个单元。
So today we get into part six.
第六个单元是要来学习说话以及听。
So part six is about how to speak and how to listen.
我们先请看雅各书第三章第二节。
First, let's turn to James chapter 3, verse 2.
雅各书三章第二节。
James chapter 3, verse 2.
原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
Verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body.
这里告诉我们在言语上没有过失的人，他就会是一个完全人。
This here tells us that if any person does not stumble in his word, he is able to be a perfect person.
这样看来，我们嘴巴的灵修是我们灵修当中的最重要的一个项目。
And so this tells us that being able to cultivate our speech, this is perhaps the most important part of our cultivation.
我们要努力去练习去追求的就是控制我们这张嘴巴。
And what we need to do is learn how to control this mouth.
所以在箴言里头，我们至少可以列出31个项目，我们应该弃绝或不应该讲的话。
And so in the book of Proverbs, there are 31 things that we should be careful of speaking.
那这样看来，我们真的很难在言语上不会有没有过失。
And so in this way, it is very difficult not to have any wrongdoing in our speech.
那所以这个项目应该在我们一生当中，我们是不断的在学在努力在灵修。
And so this is an area where we have to continuously cultivate ourselves.
那我就特别从这31个项目里头挑几个经节，我们一起来做思考。
And so from within these 31 things, I'm going to pick a few to talk about more specifically.
请看箴言第四章24节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24.
箴言四章24节。
Proverbs 4, verse 24.
你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝歪谬的嘴。
Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you.
我们如果讲出欺骗人的话，这就是一种邪恶。
And so when we speak deceitful words or lies, this is a type of evil.
从用我们的话语总是跟人作对，这个是我们要弃绝的。
And using our mouth to always be confrontational with others, this is something we should avoid.
用我们的嘴巴讲出一些不正当的话，这是我们要弃绝的。
And some saying things that are not good, these are things that we should avoid.
或者用我们的言语讲出一些很极端的话，这个也是不好的。
Or using our words to speak things that are very extreme, this is not good.
有关极端这个事情我们可以好好的思考一下。
And we can think a little more carefully on these extreme matters.
我们的言语、我们的行为都不要这个过走入这个极端。
And whether in our speech or in our actions, we should not be too extreme.
包括我们生活的每一个层面应该都不要极端。
Including in every aspect of our life, we should not be too extreme.
我们应该过的是很平缓、很恰当、很适中的生活。
That we should live very smooth and very apt lives.
无论是我们的饮食、我们的穿着，或者我们这个住的地方等等，都不要是极端的。
Whether it's in our food, our clothing, or our dwelling, it should not be too extreme.
那今天有一些思想，有一些信息呢，是在传播要人有有 啊、有那种很极端的、啊、极端 的这种生活。
And so in the way that people teach things today, there are some people who teach very extreme ways of life.、
啊、比如说大家很注重健康。
For example, that many people、look very heavily upon their health.、
啊、那有一些教导呢就会教导人那种、啊、很极端的吃法、啊、或者、啊、这个喝法。
And so some teachings, some people, when they teach things that they teach that you should be very extreme in what you eat and drink.、
啊、那可能对某一小部分的人、啊、或者身上有某种状况的人、啊、可能是有功效的。
And so these may be、beneficial to a small,、small part of the population that have specific needs.、
啊、但是可能不适用于每一个人。
But it may not be as appropriate for every person.、
啊、那这方面我们就、啊、要能够懂得去分辨。
And so this is something that we have to go and discern.、
啊、不要人家说好、啊、我们就、啊、就 也一定要照这样 来过我们的日子。
It shouldn't be that if somebody says that it is good that we must stick to that way of life.、
啊、因为可能并没有带给我们好处，有时候 甚至带给我们伤害。
Because sometimes it may end up that it actually doesn't benefit us, but it actually harms us.、
啊、当然我们不要讲一些极端的话。
And so of course we should also not speak extreme words.、
啊、我们再请看箴言十七章二十节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 20.
箴言十七章二十节。
Proverbs 17, verse 20.
二十节，心存邪僻的行不着好处，舌弄是非的陷在祸患中。
He who has a deceitful heart finds no good, and he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil.
啊、人与人的相处啊。事实上是很容易产生这个误会误解的。
And the relationship between people is very easily marred by misunderstanding.
啊，人如果有误解，进一步的啊，可能就会有一些的纷争，甚至怨恨。
And so if there's some misunderstanding, then very easily it gets into an argument or even some hate between the members.
啊，那这些误会误解常常是从言语来的。
And these misunderstandings often come from、the words that we speak.、
啊、尤其是从这个、传话、啊、某一个人传给另外一个人、啊、这种传话的过程里头、啊、容易造成是非。
Especially when it is from news that has been passed down from person to person.、
啊、所以这个是我们、啊、要非常小心的。
And so this is an area where we must be extremely careful.、
啊、有人来跟我们讲，某某人跟我说什么。
If someone tells us that, oh, this person told me、this information.、
啊、那这就是一种传话。
And this is a type of, this,、type of...、
啊、把话传给另外一个人。
And it's just that we keep passing the news on.、
啊、那在这种情况之下，我们不要听了之后马上又把它传出去。
And when we hear this and we're in this situation, let's not、continue to pass on the information.、
哦、或者听了之后、啊、马上会 会有一些情绪上的一些动作。
Or let's not have、some emotional actions that we take because of what we heard.
啊、我们如果有怀疑的话，我们一定要弄清楚了、啊、
If we have any doubts, we must go and、be clear first.
那我们常常会不是很小心。
And oftentimes we are not so careful.、
啊、所以我们有、不是故意的，但是呢、啊、我们却传错了话、啊、或者是听错了话。
And so we may not be doing it purposefully, but we may still be helping to spread these rumors.
哦，那当然，如果故意的啊，故意的去扭曲，在传话当中去扭曲的话，那更不好。
And of course, if we purposefully go and twist the truth that we have heard, this is also, of course, not good.
啊，一定会伤害别人，也一定会伤害到自己。
It will hurt others, and it will hurt ourselves as well.
哦，所以这里说。喜欢讲是是非非的人呢，他会陷在祸患里头。
And so here it says that this this type of person who has a perverse tongue, he will fall into evil.
啊，当一个人来跟我们讲别人的这种是非的事情
，that when somebody comes to tell us about these type of things about other people,
啊，那我们应该就到我们这里为止，不要再讲出去了。
Then it should stop with us. It should not go any further.
啊，这样我们才能够避免不必要的这种所谓的祸患。
And so, in this way, that we can eliminate these type of wrongdoings.
啊，那为什么这种讲别啊讲人的是非传啊传是非会一直存在我们的生活里头？
And so why is it that this type of passing on of rumors will continue to exist in our lives?
啊，因为我们人有一个倾向啊，都是喜欢去听别人的一些比较隐秘的事情。
Because we as humans have this innate desire to hear about the secrets of other people.
啊，如果有人来跟我们说，哎，我告诉你一个秘密哦，你不可以跟别人讲。
If someone comes to you and tells you, I have a secret, you can't tell anyone else.
啊，很容易的，我们就很好奇的，啊，很想知道。
It's very easy for us to be very curious and want to know what they are talking about.
那，啊，最好是，如果别人说，这样跟我们讲，我跟你讲，你不可以跟别人讲，啊，我们就说，那我不愿意知道。
And best case scenario would be if somebody tells us that I have a secret you can't tell anyone, and you can just say, well, then don't tell me.
啊，当我们听了之后，我们啊，有时候很难控制我们自己，不再把它讲出去。
Because many times after we have heard these secrets, it's very difficult for us to not to go and tell someone else.
哦，如果我们没有这种把握的话，啊，我们宁可不要听。
And so if we don't have this assurance that we can keep the secret, we should just not listen to the secret.
哦，真的，这个话传来传去，传到后来，都一定会跟原本的不一样。
And this what has been passed around, it will always be different than what the original message was.
我们请来看圣经的一个例子，约翰福音二十一章。
Let's take a look at an example. Let's look at John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章二十一节。
John chapter 21, verse 21.
二十一节，彼得看见他，就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”
21. Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?"
啊，这个彼得对主耶稣啊提出一个问题。
Here, Peter raises a question to the Lord Jesus.
二十二节，主耶稣对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。”
And verse 22, Jesus said to him, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me."
我们需要关心别人。
And so we should we care about others?
但是呢，我们不需要太多的去管别人的事。
We should care about others, but we should not go and meddle in their affairs.
所以这里主耶稣告诉彼得说，你最重要的是好好的跟从我。
And so what Jesus told Peter is that you follow me.
你所说的那一个人将来如何，这跟你这跟你没有关系。
That other person you're asking about, what happens to him is none of your concern.
那主耶稣是说，我若要他等到我来。
And Jesus said, if I will that he remain till I come.
主耶稣只是用假设的，主耶稣并不是肯定的说，这个人会活到我来。
And Jesus here, he is using a potentially, he is saying, if he, I will that he remain till I come.
那23节。
And in verse 23.
于是这话传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。啊，其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干。
23, then this saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?
哦，所以事实上是一个很简单的事情。这个传话一传到后来变成这个人不会死。
And so it's something very simple, but it very quickly transforms into that this disciple would not die.
哦，所以这个真的是我们在言语上我们必须要非常小心的。
And so this is something that we must be very careful of in our speech.
好，我们再请看25章23节箴言。
And then let's turn to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 23.
箴言25章23节。
Proverbs 25, verse 23.
北风生矣，毁谤人的舌头也生怒容。
23. The north wind brings forth rain and a backbiting tongue and angry countenance.
讲不对的话所带来的结果呢，是一定会有的。
And so speaking the wrong thing, it will bring about consequences.
就好像上半句话说，如果刮北风的话，那肯定它会下雨。
Just as the first part of this verse says, is that if there is the north wind, there will be rain.
那讲这种残棒的话的人 的结果呢，也一定会产生这个不高，这种不高兴的气氛，令人这个愤怒。
And if somebody speaks with a backbiting tongue, that it will cause somebody to become angry.
我们总是不希望别人这个对我们生气。
And of course, we do not want people to be angry with us.
所以我们不该讲的话，我们就应该不要讲。
And so the words that we should not speak, we should restrain ourselves from.
好，我们再请看24章28节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 24, verse 28.
24章28节。
Chapter 24, verse 28.
不可无故做假见证，陷害邻舍，也不可用嘴欺骗人。
Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, for would you deceive with your lips?
这里提到说不能够做不可以做假见证来伤害人。
And here it's telling us that we should not bear false witness against our neighbor to cause them pain or harm.
那我们就必须要想，为什么有时候我们会讲不真实的话，甚至做假见证。
And so we need to think, why is it that sometimes we would speak something that is not the truth, or why would we bear false witness?
有一个可能就是我们偏心。
And perhaps one of the reasons is that we are showing partiality.
我们比较喜欢某一方所以呢我们所讲出来的可能就不是完全照事实来讲。
And so if we like one party more than the other, then what we speak, it may not be completely according to fact.
我们知道不可以做假见证。
We know that we should not bear false witness.
但是因为我们的这种偏爱偏心无形当中我们 就没有讲出事实。
But because of our partiality that we don't speak the full truth.
那另外一个可能就是我们对这一个人呢我们没有好感。
And another possibility is that we don't like this person very much.
所以我们很容易的就会讲这个人的时候呢我们都讲一些负面的话。
And so it's very easy for us to speak very negatively about this person.
所以我们真的是要常常提醒自己。
And so we have to often remind ourselves.
如果我们真的对这个人一直没有一个一直没有好感
，if we are always not favor, if our viewpoint towards a person is not always not favorable,
那么我们应该尽量的避免对这一个人在别人面前有任何的评论。
Then we should hold back any judgment about this person before any other people.
因为我们对这个人的评论可能 会有偏差，可能不会很正确。
Because our judgments towards this person may not be very accurate. They may be skewed by our own thoughts.
再请看箴言23章33节。
Let's look at Proverbs 23 verse 33.
三十三节，你眼必看见异怪的事，你的心必发出歪谬的话。
Proverbs
23:33.
Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things.
这一段其实是在讲一个醉酒的人，他会有的表现。
Here it is actually talking about someone who is drunk and the type of behavior they will exhibit.
一个人醉酒了，他的神智不会很清楚，他的判断力会很模糊。
When somebody is drunk, that their eyes are blurry and their judgment is off.
那我们不一定是醉酒。
And we may not be drunk.
但是有时候我们如果比如说我们过分的劳累，过分的疲劳，我们的精神不是很好。
But sometimes if we are overly tired,
那在这个时候应该少讲话。
Then when we are overly tired, we should also try to speak less.
因为这时候我们的思考不会很清楚，所以也不会很正确，所以少讲话。
Because our thoughts may not be as accurate or as clear during these times.
再请看箴言十七章第四节。
And let's turn to Proverbs 17, verse 4.
十七章第四节。
Proverbs 17, verse 4.
行恶的留心听奸诈之言，说谎的侧耳听邪恶之语。
An evildoer gives heed to false lips. A liar listens eagerly to a spiteful tongue.
我们要努力的不参与一些这个不对的事情，不好的事情。
And we must be diligent to not to participate in evil things.
那我们自己本身也不要有那种做坏事情的那种计划或者心思在我们里头。
And we also should not have this heart to go and do evil things in ourselves.
如果我们现在里头的，我们如果在其中的话，那么我们会很容易偏向于听这个所谓奸诈之言，就是不对的不好的话。
If we have these type of thoughts, then it's very easy for us to become like this, where we listen eagerly to a spiteful tongue.
常常听这些不对的话，我们也很容易的就讲出这些不对的话。
If we are often listening to these bad words or these bad sayings, then it's also very easy for us to say these bad things.
所以我们的心跟我们的讲话绝对有关系。
And so our heart is definitely connected to our speech.
我们的生活也绝对跟我们的讲话有关系。
And our life is definitely connected to our speech.
我们生活不对了，常常也讲出来的话就不对。
If how we live is not good, then what we say will also not be not good.
我们的生活不对了，我们也会喜欢去听不对的话。
If our lives are not good, we will also want to go and listen to the words that are not good.
所以言语的灵修是最重要的。
And so this cultivation in our in our speech is the most important.
但是其实它是跟其他的灵修的项目是互相有关系的。
But it is very connected to all the other areas of our cultivation.
一项不对了，其他的都会不对。
If one area is wrong, then the other areas will also be wrong.
同样的，一项对了，其他的也会跟着对。
On the other side, if one area is correct, then the other sides will also be good.
17章第5节。
Chapter 17, verse 5.
戏笑穷人的是入墨造他的主，幸灾乐祸的必不免受罚。
He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished.
常常我们对一件事情或一个人的态度就会表现在我们的言语上面。
Oftentimes, our attitude towards things and people will show what our speech would be like.
那当我们表现在我们的言语上面的话常常这个神是会审判的。
And what we say and how we think, this will be judged by God.
对穷人我们应该是有怜悯的心。
Towards the poor, we should have a heart of compassion.
但是如果我们的态度是那种轻视他、讥笑他。
But if our attitude towards them is that we like to mock them.
甚至又表达在我们的言语上面。
And we express this through our words.
表面上我们是在讥笑这一个穷人。
That's even on the surface that we are laughing at this poor person.
但是这里告诉我们很严重的，我们其实是在讥笑入墨这个造物的主。
Here it says that if we are mocking the poor, then we are also mocking and reproaching the maker.
所以从我们所讲的话也可以评估我们对人的爱有多少。
And so from the words that we speak, we can also see how much love we have towards others.
好，那我们就暂时到这里，我们一起默祷。
And so we'll go until here. Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.